Thank you and good afternoon. This morning at their meeting, the California Fish and Game Commission agreed to suspend the recreational crabbing season after high levels of domoic acid were found in Dungeness and Rock Crab. Crabs that were caught in waters between the Oregon border and the southern Santa Barbara County line underwent tests by multiple state agencies, and unsafe levels of domoic acid were detected. A warning was issued on Wednesday, and if consumed, residents could put themselves at risk of poisoning. The recreational season was scheduled to begin this Saturday, but until acid levels return to state regulations, the season has been suspended. The California Office of Traffic Safety awarded the Eureka Police Department a $118,000 grant, monies that will fund a year-long program to prevent fatalities and injuries on city roadways. After the numbers of fatalities and traffic collisions dropped between 2006 and 2010, the numbers have been slowly rising, including increases in bicycle fatalities and fatalities related to distracted and impaired driving. The year-long program will include special enforcement periods as well as public awareness events. The Arcata Police Department released numbers from Halloween weekend's enhanced enforcement in the downtown area. The enforcement resulted in 30 arrests from crimes ranging from possession of a controlled substance to assault and battery. No acts of vandalism were reported in the downtown area, an issue that has been a problem on past Halloween nights, which resulted in increased enforcement for the last few years. Other county agencies, including Fortuna Police, Humboldt State Police, and the County Probation Department, assisted in the enforcement effort. There are close to 800 votes that were cast Tuesday night for the Division 5 seat of the Humboldt Bay Harbor District that remain unaccredited. Incumbent Patrick Higgins currently holds a 12-vote lead over challenger Susan Rotwein, and a complete audit of the district votes needs to be finished before mail-in ballots can be accounted for. Unofficial results also show that Greg Dale has a considerable lead over Nick Angeloff for the Division 2 seat on the Harbor District, garnering 65% of the vote. Wednesday afternoon, sheriff's deputies responded to a business in the 900 block of Redwood Drive after a caller reported a group of people partaking in inhaling what deputies called small whippet canisters. Upon arrival, the group fled the scene on foot. However, a short time later, deputies located and conducted a traffic stop on a truck headed northbound on Redwood Drive, driven by 34-year-old Andrew Vinort. Deputies located hundreds of whippet canisters in the bed of Fenort's truck. The search also turned up 32 individually packaged containers of concentrated cannabis and 1 ounce of shatter, another form of cannabis. Vinort, who was driving on a suspended license, was booked into county jail for possession for sale, amongst other charges. Ferndale police conducted a traffic stop near 5th and Ocean Streets Wednesday evening, and a Eureka man was booked into county jail for driving under the influence of methamphetamine. During the traffic stop, officers contacted Casey Woods and detected the odor of marijuana emanating from his vehicle. Woods was displaying signs of being under the influence, and a search of the vehicle turned up a rifle, methamphetamine, and drug paraphernalia. Woods was booked on various charges. You're listening to KINS News and Information. We'll be right back.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. At their board meeting on Tuesday, Humboldt County supervisors discussed possible measures to address the increasing problems of unsafe shooting and trash dumping along the Fern Bridge River Bar. For years, the river bar has been commonly used for target shooting, and more people going to the area have created dangers for workers, livestock, and the environment. Sheriff Mike Downey attended Tuesday's meeting to discuss the growing problem, as he explained on this morning's talk shop.
It has become more and more of a problem. You know, I spoke in front of the board on Tuesday about this issue. I said, you cannot compare what's going on in the river bar now to, say, 10 years ago when it was somewhat under control. I mean, now we have a lot of people going down there every weekend or sometimes during the week and shooting, and they're abusing that privilege by not cleaning up their mess, by being very excessive about it.
One thing Downey thinks is making the problem along the river bar worse is the compound called tannerite, an explosive compound that long-distance shooters use to indicate if they hit the target.
So it's for sale in Humboldt County. There are some communities that have actually outlawed it for sale. So what happens is people are taking these things out and they're shooting them in, at short distances, and they make large explosions, large bangs, and it's really made the problem much worse than it ever was.
According to Downey, residents have lost livestock due to the increased and abused usage of the explosive.